Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
By the way, I went outside to pee.
Sometimes it's easier to pee outside. Like, you don't have to think and do anything. Are we recording this?
Yes.
All right, so I guess this will just be the opening. Folks, I'm going to do something, and then we're at my house right now. Me, Steve Fine Arts, Irk, and Todd Glass. I'm doing the opening to the show with our little handheld recorder. What is this called? What do we have here?
That's a Zoom H4N.
You have a radio voice. And Steve Fine Arts.
Hello, hello.
Both of you.
That wasn't so good.
No, it was good. Steve Fine Arts is famous for saying, "I'll just eat the bad McFlurry," just because it wasn't the right size. Keep in mind, what was funny about that, we were the most unappreciative McFlurry recipients. His McFlurry was what you wanted. You asked for Oreo and you got Oreo, but you wanted a large and you got a little baby one. So you go, "I'll just eat the wrong McFlurry." Like, that's a greedy motherfucker. Yeah. So anyway, here's what I'd like to do to open the show. Are you listening? It sounds okay?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so we're doing it. Usually I just do it into my phone. Now we're doing it into this recorder. And here we are. So just sing along with this. I like to do this to start the show. I am feeling good right now. If you don't know the words, it'll be funny. Just go, ba 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 ba. Okay, here we go. We did this once before, but I want to do... Oh, you guys... Oh, by the way, here's the bit. Do you guys know this song?
Yeah.
Are you sure you know it?
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to open up the show. Something can be bad, but it can be good bad. Like, do you know enough of the words? I don't expect you to sing operatic style, but
this
you know...
This is Ringo Starr. Everybody knows
the song. Yeah, no, something... No, thank you, please. It only makes...
Yeah, I know the fucking song.
All right. I just got nervous. I don't want to, you know... Here we go. No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it. I don't even know. I can't even sing it right. Stop it. All right, everybody, here we are. You guys, that was. Can I tell you? It was hard to get it out of you. It was hard for me to get the silliness out of you. You could do that better. You were supposed to be the guys that go like, you commit, ba 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 ba, with everything you got, you don't know it.
But then I realized at that point, I absolutely do not know it.
It doesn't matter.
Play off of you.
Oh, the truth be told. The truth be told. Would you, okay, this is the opening of the show. Would you like to hear my mom... has been singing. Okay, let me just tell you the truth. My mom's not singing, but Al sent me this in, and over the holiday season, all I did I did this 20 times. I said that if I was somewhere where my mom was, I said it was like I made up somebody else. It's a good friend of mine in Los Angeles. It's her mom. When I played it for people that didn't know my mom, like when I was with friends of friends, I go, oh, my mom sings now. So Al Oliver sent me this. People tried to be so complimentary. Some of them I thought were serious. Like, they really said it was nice. They go, that's really... Like, yeah, she has an operatic tone to her voice, but that was really good. I went, oh, my God, they like it. I felt bad. Then when I told them it wasn't my mom, they go, that fucking... I didn't know what to fucking say. Like, you didn't have to pour on the lies that much. One girl was like, that is so entertaining. And you're probably wondering what it is, right? Do you have any idea what it is?
No.
So imagine we're somewhere, and whatever the reason is...
this is supposed to be your mom.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you guys... And then I go over... Yeah. I hope it's as funny as this. Oh, I'm going to tell you something else. When I play this song, I want you to fully enjoy what I've done with it over the Christmas season. I woke my family up with it one morning. And that's when I'm appreciative to have the family I have, because no one complained. My mom, my stepdad... my niece and my nephew were over there that night, and I did that also when I went to my brother's house too. My brother's, I put it through the stereo. At my parents' house, I just played it in the hallway. Imagine you're waking up to this, and then imagine at a party telling someone it's your mom. There's a lot to imagine.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Todd Glass Show. Alrighty, we're back. How do you like that? I'm doing the little soundboard here all by myself, just through the computer. Okay, so anyway, here's what my family in Philadelphia woke up to one morning, and here we go. Imagine that echoing through the house.
It's your mom.
It gets better and better. I'm serious. You have to play this every morning and wake up to it. I want to wait till it gets into the chorus, and then we got to get this. We got to roll in today's show.
I like it. Your mom's good.
What if you still believe
the whole story you told?
Good. Yeah, I wouldn't mind waking up to that.
You go. I don't know if people could hear because the music was playing, but Eric just goes, "Your mom's really good." Like the dumbest guy in the world. No, didn't you hear it? Nah, she's really good. Then
yeah,
I go.
I liked it.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna let it get to the chorus. I played it in the hotel room. I was in Baltimore with my friend Chris and his friend Ingrid. And one morning I jumped up and down on the bed playing this to make everybody laugh. It took a little while, but you know what? They were grumpy. But then after like maybe 3 minutes into the song, oh no, the second song. The first song they thought, oh no, we'll just ignore it. That's what they thought. I'm not even joking. They go, oh yeah, we're not gonna break it. We're not gonna crack up laughing. This is in the hotel room in Baltimore where I went to open up for Louis C.K., as they say in the business. And they were the toughest crowd. So then, you know what I did? I go, oh, you want to fucking rock and roll, motherfuckers? Yeah? Oh, maybe you'll want to hear a little bit of this. I went right into this. Kept jumping and bumping down on the bed.
Oh my God. Is this your mom again?
Yeah, this is my mom. You like it?
I like
it. Let's switch the bit. Yeah, now we'll do It's My Mom. But by the way, do you get the before we do it, do you get the at the hotel that they were playing like tough? When I started with this one,
it took a while, but finally
they started cracking up. My family was laughing right away. How many times? Oh, I just got to the second song about 30 seconds in. They all started laughing. I go, that's right. Don't fuck around. So we do have to roll in today's show. This is the longest opening. How long have we been going?
8 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems like 8 minutes and 2 seconds. That makes no sense at all. So, but anyway, yeah. So, this is my... We switch bits in the middle. So, yeah, this is my mom. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be the girl who said how much she liked it? And then after I told her, it wasn't my mom, how when she went from one extreme to the other, without exaggerating?
Yes.
I won't exaggerate. Here we go. So maybe pretend it's her. I go, oh, here's my mom. I go, do you like it? She goes, I really do, actually. And I went, no, are you serious? You can give me criticism. I can handle it. She goes, I like it. I go, ironically, no, it's, I like, she goes, first of all, I've always loved the opera or the ballet. I think she said the ballet or musicals, whatever she said. It was something like that. There's some form of music. Okay, if she likes this, probably say the opera because it does have an operatic tone to it. She goes, and I like when they take songs. So anyway, I go, like I said before, I went, oh, she's really being serious. And then I felt bad. And then when I told her, she goes, I thought she'd go, I still like it. That's how good she was. I thought I'd tell her it wasn't her. And she goes, well, it doesn't matter. I still like it. She goes, don't do that to me. That was the fucking worst thing I ever heard. Worst thing ever. But I got to tell you, I'm still on the fence. I don't know if I like it ironically or not. What's the difference between liking it ironically or liking it? I've been playing it every 20 minutes. Okay, I'm not going to interrupt it again, but I say if you don't enjoy this, I don't think we could be friends anymore.
When you tell people it's your mom, you make them listen to the whole song all the way through?
No.
Or do you stop it?
I stop it. I did it a lot. I did it many different ways. Do you know where I was inspired by to do that? That a long time ago, I went over like a friend of a friend's house. You know, you end up at a party. And you end up at a party when you have my crazy lifestyle. And there was a picture of a woman, Ursula, seriously, whatever you're doing, stop it. There's no, oh, she's sleeping. She's snoring. It's the bulldog, Ursula. Well, before you got here, and listen, I don't want to get lost, especially when we're doing the opening to the opening of the show. I want to tell a story about Ursula, but what was I just talking about? That's her. What was I just talking about?
The song.
Oh, yeah. So I went over to somebody's house, and then I'll tell a story about her. So I'll finish this. Remind me to tell you a story about her having an attention deficit or something. Listen closely to her. She's snoring. It's so cute. So anyway, it doesn't have to do it during the podcast. I think that's her way of saying she doesn't like the podcast. Notice she had all this energy. She's running around the minute we started. She starts snoring. That's what she thinks. So anyway, I was inspired to do the play this. Inspired like it's something great. Like it's an Eddie Pepitone documentary, for the love of God. I was inspired to do this because a long, long time ago, I was at someone's house, and there was a picture of a woman, and she was holding a guitar. And look, I don't like to call people, you know, I won't say it, unattractive, but it was more than that. There was just something weird in her facial, and she was smoking while she was playing the guitar. It was just, look, we're not all born, you know, beautiful, including myself. So I'm not nitpicking. I think I'm over-explaining it. So it was a lot of choices. It was just not a good-looking person, and she didn't help it at all. And he goes, that's my mom. Isn't she pretty? And I swear to God, she could have been in some weird way. Like, she did everything to, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, her cigarette had a cigarette holder. Right? So I go, first thing I did was go, oh, she plays the guitar? Like, which means I couldn't bear to lie and go, yeah, she's pretty. Like, why couldn't I just say she was pretty? But I couldn't because it was just too much. You just can't lie like that.
Right.
It's not, even though you should, innately I go. So, and then she goes, yeah, isn't she pretty for her age? Isn't she, she's pretty? And I went, where does she play the guitar? Like, I was so desperate. Then finally everyone started laughing because obviously there were six people watching. He's done it to everybody. I go, you motherfucker. But the good, you motherfucker. Like, of course I love that. And he goes, by the way, if it makes you feel any better, whatever the reason is, everybody does what you did with their guitar. Very rarely does someone, he goes, I've done that 50 times. No one has ever, that I remember going, oh yeah, very pretty. They go, some people go, where does she sing? Some people say, "Does I've never met her before," but nobody says, yes, she's pretty.
Has anybody said, no?
No.
No.
Oh, that's my mother. Isn't she pretty? No, she's not pretty.
No,
you
not
need
at
to
all.
Know that. I mean, she's a loving, good woman.
Yeah. It's nice when you love her, baby.
When they say to, I wish there was, you know, when they tell children, You know, they tell a lot of people, you know, it's you're beautiful, you are beautiful. What do you do if someone's not aesthetically beautiful? How do you say you're not, but you're a great, wonderful person? We shouldn't put that importance on the aesthetics that we feel someone that isn't aesthetically beautiful, we feel like we have to tell them, oh, yes, you are. Look, the bottom line is, the bottom line is, in the perfect world, we'd be like, well, no, you're not, you know. Ursula, come on.
Perfect timing right there.
No, seriously, hold on one second. Ursula, I feel really bad doing this, but come on, you gotta go sleep somewhere else. So anyway, before the, to George Carlin, I don't even know if the mic's picking that up. Okay, now, before the show, before the story, or maybe halfway through the story, I was about to tell a story also about Ursula, and, I think Ursula has some of, she's very obsessive on certain things, which isn't common. Dogs have that type of behavior. And so she was in here just doing something like that was just driving me nuts. And I said, Ursula, stop it. You're being obsessive. And then I looked down at her and I felt so bad. I went, oh, it's not your fault. It's not her fault. She's a dog. She's not trying to be. So then I said, I'm obsessive. I go, look, we're perfect for each other. And I actually said all that. It was the most amazing moment I ever had with an animal. Hmm. Except that one time, all right, I take a beautiful moment and I make it YOLO. Yeah, I know the terms that everybody says today. You know what YOLO means, don't you?
No, I don't.
No,
you seriously don't know?
I guess I YOLO. Don't know what the kids
I have no idea
these
what you're
days.
Talking about.
I forget what it means. By the way, I swear to God. I was hanging out. By the way, okay, you think, okay, we do have to roll in the show. What time is, how long have we done?
15
minutes. Okay, it's good. I guess it's because whenever I do the opening, it's usually into my phone. Most of the listeners know that I do it right into my phone, and sometimes there's background noise. I guess because you guys are here today, and we're in the living room, it feels more like a show. So as opposed to the opening. What's this here?
More than you know. More than you know. Man of my heart.
That's my uncle. No, seriously. La 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 YOLO, I did something when I was home. My niece Katie and her boyfriend Paul. I see Paul like at birthdays, I see him at Christmas, but I've never really just gone out to dinner and hung out with her boyfriend and her. So they live in Manayunk. We went out to dinner in Manayunk and so much fun. I mean, it's my niece and her boyfriend loved him even more than he always is a nice guy. He's very easy to talk to. But, like, that was the first night we hung out, and I really liked him a lot. It made me, really enjoy the night. I feel like I enjoyed them as the first time as a young couple. They have their own apartment. She was, like, putting out a lot of food. And I was like, there you go, Carter. And we smoked a little pot together. And it was a lot of fun.
And you learned about YOLO.
Oh, yeah, Nace, thank you. Thank you.
You only live once. Right?
Yep. How do you know?
I heard it.
YOLO. So I just go, oh, I'm going to start saying it on the podcast like I've been saying it. Like, you know the person that doesn't want to admit that they've never used that word before? Like, I couldn't get away with that one night we're talking about this, next week's show. Anyway, well, I had fun and, you know, what are you going to do? YOLO, right? So anyway, hello? What? What? YOLO? You only live once. You never heard of it? Say you guys never heard of it.
No,
you never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of YOLO. Oh, my God. How old are you guys? YOLO, man. YOLO.
YOLO. Hello? Yellow? Is it hello? What if I thought it was hello? Hello?
I'm going around trying to make myself look younger. Hello? Todd, I don't think it's hello. I think it's YOLO. YOLO. That's how, what was that, the old guy, well, I shouldn't say old guy, but that sounds mean. He was on, not Paul Lynn, because Paul Lynn went, hello. Oh, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah. Glass.
Hello. If he was around today, he'd go, yellow. I don't know if that was worth it.
I don't know if it should be in the act.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. You're listening to NPR. Our guest today is Eric Olson. And also the creator is here with us today. Some listener sent this in. They said on NPR, they over-intro the guests so much. So I thought they're right. And I wish I could read their name, Michael Regina. In case you're tuning in, we're speaking with Steve Fine Arts, who is the director and producer of the
Bitter Buddha
with Eddie Pepitone. Okay, so he's saying that's what he's saying, and it did make me laugh. And so may pretend I'm setting it up and keep answering my questions. Yeah. We're sitting down with producer and director of the Bitter Buddha.
Yes.
If you're tuning in late, the Bitter Buddha was. Where was it originally debuted?
Well, it was debuted in Chicago.
If you're tuning in late, we're sitting down with Steve Fine Arts. He's the director and the producer of The Bitter Buddha. The Bitter Buddha was first introduced to a mainstream audience last year and received rave reviews and liked by comedians and people in the business. We're sitting down right now with Stephen Fine Arts, who is the director and the producer of The Bitter Buddha, and we're asking him what his background was like and what made him get involved with Mr. Eddie Pepitone.
Well, my background was starting off in, the business. And
if you're tuning in late, we're sitting down with Steve right. Fine Arts, who is the director, editor, and also the producer of a very respected film called The Bitter Buddha. Hmm. The Bitter Buddha was first introduced to a mainstream audience last year, receiving rave reviews. We sat down with Steve last week, and we asked him why Eddie Pepitone.
Eddie's a great guy. He really is.
If you're sitting in with us today, we're talking to Steve Fine Arts. I did that good. What was his name again?
Michael Regina.
Michael, come on. I did that. I did that. I did you proud.
It's good.
The best thing I ever did was explain to the audience how, and this is true, to George Carlin. I don't get to bits that genuinely, when I read them, make me laugh. But we just never get to it. And saying that helps me a lot now because I don't feel that pressure anymore. Sometimes it makes you laugh. Like this one here, I almost didn't do. I laughed when I read it, but then I thought, I don't know who. And then now I'm doing it. I don't know why. Talk about really explaining the bits. Okay, so there we got that. So it is time to. I said amplify last week a lot. I think is that a word?
No.
No.
Amplify. I'm sorry I said that. I'm not sorry. I'm correcting myself.
You meant amplify, right?
No, I meant amplify. I forgot how I used it. I can't use it wrong in a sentence to show. Yeah. I don't know if that I don't remember how I used it, but when I heard it, when I listened to the podcast for editing purposes. I actually listened to it for enjoyment. Is that wrong? No. I heard me say that word. And so there you go. We're going to roll in the show. So anyway, did we do what we wanted to do before? We said, let's do a really long opening. How long has it been?
23 minutes.
All right. Mm-hmm. By the way, I watched Ted. What did you do for Christmas?
I watched Ted.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't watch
it. And where did you go?
It was on your computer.
No, where did you go for Christmas?
Oh, I stayed home.
By yourself?
My dad and I went to San Diego 3 days before Christmas to see my brother's kids. And
oh, that's
my
right.
brother's out to sea, so.
Out to sea, and that means he likes the men.
Yeah, he's in the Navy.
He's in the Navy. I have a cold, by the way. I had one last week, and I forgot that I heard it. I heard it, and when I re-listen to some things, it ends up I listen to the show quite a bit, apparently. I keep referencing when I was listening to the show. I go, apparently Todd loves the show.
Yeah.
So I feel it in my voice now. But so you were taking a road trip with your father, right?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did.
And did you guys talk a lot?
Yeah. It was a bonding experience, for sure. It's, yeah. I enjoy it.
Good.
And I felt like we got Christmas over with early, and I just gotta enjoy it.
Yeah, I stayed in L.A. one year for Christmas and enjoyed it. What'd you do, Steve? Steve Fine Arts, director of the Bitter Buddha, we're sitting in with him. No, what did you really do?
I stayed in L.A. also. Just, stared at the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If that isn't the funniest thing in the world, hold on. It's like, by the way, I said to George, oh, what is this? Hold on, I gotta get something else on here. That is Ursula sleeping. I just think it's the best.
This is all gonna stay in there, right?
Well, why not, right? It's just, it's almost adorable. Well, I guess it isn't almost adorable. It is adorable.
Ursula, you're staying in the show.
If that's not adorable, I don't know what is. Adorable. Hey, it's adorable. What is this? Oh, this is my mom.
That is really good.
She's got a great voice.
I like that.
No, she really does.
Does she have a record, Bill?
Please don't interrupt. All right. I get the kindest email from somebody. I know what they meant. By the way, the person that told me I laughed like Krusty the Clown, they did by no means mean to stop it. It just made me aware of it. But I'm slowly forgetting. Somebody said, you know, this is like, you know how I feel about social media. I a long time ago I said, yeah, you know, yes, people can say some nasty things, but overwhelmingly people can say some really kind things. And somebody was like, I don't want to repeat what they said, but it was just such a kind way to go. Don't self-edit your laugh now, you know, like it was like, because that's, you know, now, but the minute I do laugh, I hear the Krusty the Clown thing, but that'll fade away. Anyway, I don't know what I was. Oh, so what movie did you say you watched? Let me see if I, you watch Christmas Vacation with your family as a tradition?
Yeah.
And you all laugh at it. And I remember you saying that. And I remember saying watching a movie with your family could be fun. So we tried to watch Ted. Now, keep in mind, my mom is not, it's not like my mom, oh, she didn't give a shit about the language. My mom, you know, and my stepdad, but I liked it a lot more than they did.
They didn't like it?
It didn't do it for them. It didn't do it. They liked them, I think, I don't know. I remember once I was watching Napoleon Dynamite with my mom. We went home for Christmas. Sounds like the most lame thing I could ever say. Boy, that must have been a fun night. Oh, we watched Napoleon Dynamite, and then she comes on. I'm going to have to, could you do me a favor and go, like, just gently put her into the bedroom, maybe? Like, snoring is. So anyway, I tried to watch Ted, and there were some funny moments in that. So,
there were sad moments, too.
There were sad moments. Hold on, you sit down, I'll do it.
Come on.
Well, I feel bad putting her in the bedroom without a blanket on the floor. And she, hold on. Ursula.
Yeah, now he's. Oh. Isn't he crazy, Eric? He's nuts.
Tucking her in.
All right. Remember, Chris Burden thought Al Olafur was evil because he was one week he was out of his mind and he sent some weird song in. So I hear Chris Burden in the background go, "Al Olafur's evil. He's evil."
It was the Charlie Manson song.
Oh yeah, he thinks that Al Olafur is evil now. he's this. Let me tell you something. There's nothing evil. I heard your grandfather used to sing, Steve.
Yeah, he wrote this song.
Is this true? No. Hold on now. This is what I'm glad we have safe words. He really wrote this?
My grandpa Sam wrote it.
And he listens to the show?
He loves it.
And he said he did a song that we've done on the show before that he did his version of it? Is that true?
Yeah, no, he wrote this. No, this is his song. This is not.
I
heard Kindler said that he.
But he really wrote it.
Grandpa wrote it.
And Andy Kindler was saying he wrote the song. But your grandfather, honestly, hand on a stack of Bibles.
Swear to God.
Hand on a stack of million Bibles.
Swear to God.
2 million Bibles.
Swear to God.
Okay, your hand on 7 million Bibles.
Swear to fucking God.
This is your grandfather singing this song. We're going to put an end to it.
Hold on.
Swear on 70 billion trillion Bibles.
You think I'm lying? This is my fucking grandfather.
175,000 billion Bibles.
Yes.
Look, just for the hell of it, then we're going to put this to rest. 700 trillion billion million Bibles.
I'm insulted. Isn't that ridiculous?
700 trillion billion and one.
And one?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, like that's your breaking point. You go, no, it's not. No, I know we're being silly, and we shouldn't be silly. We shouldn't be. By the way, our guest today is, I'm forgetting who our guest is. Do you remember?
Stephen Fine Arts with the Bitter Boo.
Oh, yeah, no, repeating Henry, that. No, Henry Phillips Henry is our guest today in the show that we're introing. And he was fun. He was really fun. Like, he was at his best. That Henry today was like just, anyway, I don't want to, nothing major, just everything he does just makes me laugh. It's just brilliant and it's more subtle. It's like, I love the subtlety of it. It's just, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, he's been doing a bit for 5 minutes. And I have no idea. Anyway, I think I explained him pretty well. So anyway, but I know this is a long opening. We get it. But this is your grandfather.
This really is my
singing.
Grandfather.
Okay, yeah. I believe you.
No, here he is.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mom used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool.
Does he have a problem? He seems to be singing slow.
He's an older gentleman.
By the way, you know what would suck if this guy was a friend of yours and he goes, "Oh, I'm singing down in Vegas in a lounge. You got to come see me." He sings this song, staring at you the whole time, making sure you like it.
Is that an accent?
That's not good. Your uncle can't be doing it. This isn't grandpa. Your grandpa. Oh, it's adorable. All right, so we got that. When I was a boy. Okay, so today's show, we talked about, we watched Ted. By the way, when I stayed with my parents, they have three parrots. And they like to make a big commotion in the morning, running all over the kitchen floor. And it sounds like it would be fun, but it is very hard for me.
Do they just live in the kitchen?
No, they have they're out of the cage most of the time. I don't think people should have parrots, but No, I'm half serious. People know what I mean. Like, I get it. Like, even fish tanks. It's like, stop it already. Come on, it's very selfish. but I do other selfish things. I get it. I don't want to. You know what I'm trying to say. It's like I get it. Like, I should probably stop eating meat. At least meat that's tortured. But it's hard. It
Those
takes a lot
fish
of.
Don't want to be there. Yeah.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, I'm glad you brought that full circle. So what I'm saying is, I do things that I get it. You know, I get it. It's wrong, and I do things like that. But then when I think you should treat having a bird like smoking. Like, at least be the smoker that goes, I know, it's bad, but at least he's the smoker that goes, that's fucking horrible. Don't be the smoker that rationalizes it. Because you know what? If you're the smoker, that even if you smoke a pack a day, but you every time you light one or every so often you go, it's a fucking gross habit, that might be the first day of you quitting. As opposed to, because I can't quit, I'll make pretend it's okay for me. You know, that's not how we decide what's good and what's bad. So, yeah, I get it. We've talked about this on the show before. I know there's people listening to the show that have a parrot. My parents have a parrot. They're good people. Okay. Now let's talk the truth. It's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
It's very just clip their wing. You know, oh, yeah, well, this we won't be able to have it with the, like Brian Regan goes, this bird was born with the gift of flight. Oh, we couldn't have a bird, it would fly away. Nuh-uh, come here. Give me his wing. Chop. Yeah. Chop. Well, I paid $10,000 for him. I don't want flying away. Chop. Yeah. Chop. Give me that other wing. Spread it out. Chop. 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 Yeah, now I can have it. Didn't we talk about this on the show once before?
We have. And it reminds me sometimes of people that own monkeys, and then every once in a while you hear in the news that a monkey ripped the owner's face off.
You know,
part of me thinks, good for the monkey.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. It should remind people not to have a monkey. And but that does don't get me wrong. Listen.
She's not snoring.
Yeah, she's thirsty.
I want to see how long she'll drink water. It's like she's trying to ruin the show. Listen. Hey, Ursula, are you done? All of a sudden, I have like a pig. She was never like this. She's been snorting and coughing. Her tail, if you look at her tail, it's all twirled up like a pigtail. YOLO! Hey, YOLO, baby! All right, how long have we been recording? That's going to be the name of my new show. Hey, you know what? Chris Burden's not here. What would Chris Burden do if he was here? What's this? Breaker 1-9, Breaker. So we'll start the show right now. This is one of my favorite shows. Daniel Kino's here. The whole group's here. It's Katie's fun. Here. Katie went nuts on today's show. Katie hit the bottle.
Really? Woo! I think we all did.
Well, she likes to party.
Yeah.
Woo! We'll put some of those pictures up. Oh, we'll get some of those pictures up. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Hi, everybody. This is Lynn Shore.
Okay, that's all I had to say. We got to reutilize those Christmas drops. We just cut out the part where he was going to say Christmas. Hey, you know what? It's Christmas time with my friends. His name's Eric Olson, my friend. There we go. So, here, can I be honest? I don't want to end this. Like, I'm actually having a good time. It was good getting to talk. I try to stretch it out. You guy, luck be a lady, luck be a lady tonight. Da 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 da. Done. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum. Boom! Okay, what's this? Say anything. Say something. Say something.
Right now?
Yeah, say something. No, no.
Go again. Go
later.
Again.
Say something.
I will.
Go ahead.
Go fuck yourself.
You go fuck yourself.
Twice tonight, he told you that.
What if we three of us got into a fight and this music kept playing in the background? Because like the problem is that it all started when this song wouldn't stop replaying, and then I blame you. And then we get into a big fight about whose job it is to do these things on the show, okay? But I want you to sell it good. So here's the way it goes for this bit. For some reason, this thing here is stuck. And it keeps replaying and playing and playing. And I get pissed off. And it's one of those things in the show where... You know, so we start having this argument. I want you to defend yourself like it's really happening in the show, okay? And you also, like, you were may pretend you're here every weekend. Okay, do you get it?
I get
it. Okay, so anyway, now we go back into the bit so this will happen. All right, good. So anyway, why does... Don't play that again.
You're pushing the button.
How would... No. Why does that keep replaying like that? I'm not touching the button.
Or in the computers.
No. You have this. You don't know why it keeps doing this.
You can't help it.
Here's what I understand. I'm leaving this in. If this happens and you're looking at me and you're saying it's freezing up, why don't we have it on backup anywhere?
It's we have no control. There's nothing you can do. It's just running on its own.
Right? I don't know this program. This is a.
But this happens before we edit it out. How come no other podcast has this happen?
I don't know. It's just never happened. You pull the plug? I don't know. It's never happened to me. Pull the plug on this fucking thing. I don't know what the fuck.
Pull the plug? That's a little dramatic, don't you think?
It's wireless. Pull the plug. How are you going to pull the plug?
All right. Now you guys are. Now you guys are doing bits. Now you're just doing bits.
What are we going to do? The computers.
Nothing. You know what? I'm going to make pretend it's not a problem. No, you guys are right. If you don't think this is bad, I'm just going to keep doing the show. So anyway, I went home with the family. It was just a lot of fun. And we actually, when we were sitting down to watch Ted, I'm just doing the show. I agree. It's not that bad.
Why would you do the show with this problem?
No, well, it's not. Well, you're acting like it's not a big problem. So I'm just going to do the show. So anyway, I was home visiting my family. And it was fun because every morning my mom and dad would get up. And when they, yell, it makes it feel like you're a little kid. It was a lot of fun staying home with my mom and dad. So it was a lot of fun. They had three fucking birds that chirped every goddamn day. So that's what happened.
Well, go fuck yourself. Really, honestly. Fuck you.
No, I'm just doing the show. Guess what, everybody? That's the end of that bit.
I could have gone out. We're going to fight.
Oh, shit. Now this one's stuck. Fuck.
Come on.
Todd.
Luck be a lady tonight. You do do doody boop boop. Spoobity boop boppity boop. Bobbity bing. Bobbity boom. Bobbity boom. This one, the volume wasn't up. I like I'd be depriving the audience of hearing it like this. Okay, now, but in all seriousness, that's the sound of an old lady at the old age home. When the old man gets dirty and grabs right at her vagina, she grabs the hand and it's like, moves it right away. He goes down, he thinks he's getting a little frisky, hand gets right on her vagina, her hand goes over his hand, abruptly moves his hand off the vagina. And then maybe he'll go for her breast, her hand goes over his hand, and she takes her hand and... takes his hand off the old man's got his hand on the hey there, and then the old lady puts her hand on it and goes, there, get your hand off my breast. Alright, here it is, today's show. Okay, let me tell you something about today's show. To George Carlin, there's no show. Eric, being the idiot that he is. By the way, the truth, here's why there's no show, and then I'll do the bit. Because just a lot of things didn't happen, including the show. I came back, and Chris didn't get back. He didn't get on a flight, and I thought, let's just do a simple show at the house tonight. So I always thought it was funny, like, if I come on in the beginning of the show to introduce the show, and it never... there's no show. But there is a show. I'll be quite sure of it. This is the show. Hey, that's right. That's no good. Living its breath, I could sing like her. Anybody could sing like that. Oh my God, look, my neighbor's running around naked after his wife. Look at her. Ah, he's flicking her with a towel. Oh, look out, she's chasing him with a pot. Oh my God, he's got a chicken and he's waving it around in the air. Don't worry, it's already dead.
How do they get from yard to yard back there?
I don't know, look at him.
He's not wearing any pants.
Ah, he's not wearing any pants, I didn't notice. He's got a chainsaw and a rope, and he's swinging it around. Ah, just hit her in the head. Oh God, they have so much fun. Ah, look at that. Did you see that? She got on top of the roof and dropped a bowling ball on his head. Ah, he's bleeding internally, I think. All right, there's that. So there's no show.
To sum it up.
YOLO. You know, I figure YOLO. We only live once. Yeah. We got to do the show. This is what I call... I want to consider this a new type of an episode. And this is the episode when I like everything at the studio. But sometimes it's fun to just... All we did... It's a simple recorder. Boom. It's a simple podcast. We might have these. Maybe I'm on the road. And we did one with Daniel like this, and yeah. I don't want to talk about the podcast on the podcast. I mean, I do, believe me. Oh, do I? Oh, you better believe it. Oh, you better believe I want to talk about the podcast on the podcast. You better believe it. Oh, sure, if I had it my way, I'd talk about the podcast on the podcast. I talk about the podcast all the time on the podcast itself. Show after show after show would be me talking about my own podcast.
I think we found out earlier that you listen to the podcast.
I do listen
now
to
you listen to yourself talk about the podcast on the podcast.
Yes, it's my favorite. I think it's here. We got to decide whether if the food gets here, if we make it part of the show. I guess we should say that, in all seriousness. So it was stressing me out the other day because I thought, oh, and I had to get. And I like to go and do the podcast. I'm being totally serious now. Like I tell the guests to come with a clean head, like you're going to someone's house for a party. If you have, I always tell anybody who's coming on, especially when we try to have guests every week. If 20 minutes before the show, you just something happened, you have to do something tomorrow you forgot about, just cancel. I'd rather have you in a good headspace. Mm-hmm. If it means you do the podcast a month later or 2 months later, I'd rather you be in a good headspace. So I didn't feel like I was in the right headspace. I didn't want to go in there and rush it. So now, because we met just tonight at 7 o'clock and did a simpler version, now I was really enjoying... I'm enjoying this. You know what I mean? Enjoying hanging out.
Yeah.
Right, Steve?
It's fun. I'm having a good time.
Full of shit. All
right.
He wanted us to edit all of it. He's like, you sure?
Yeah.
I'm interesting. Now we got a bit. Now, this is tricky. You sure you are? Say it again. Are you sure? Was that boring? Ask the question.
Are you sure? I mean, that seemed kind of boring.
Well, you were boring. I didn't want to say anything. So can I be honest with America, or are you going to keep pushing my foot under the table? Quite frankly, you're sucking the fun out of these parties. Oh, my God. I didn't want to fucking say anything. What was that thing he was talking about?
He was talking about if he was boring or not.
Yeah, no, before that. Not that. That's what he was talking about. What did he... What story was he...
My grandpa's song.
I'm getting lost right now in this podcast. I'm going to have one more hit a pot.
All right.
And then we're gonna say goodnight. I hope people... No. Seriously, maybe I'm worrying too much, but I'm... Where's the pot?
Need to keep going. What? Oh, you're
I'm worrying too much, but I don't know. I would.
Still be
I hope that this is a good enough show. If I was a listener, I would like this.
Yeah. Well, even though
this is. Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
Even though everything didn't come together this week and we had to not record a show, we still wanted to make an effort, and this is a show.
It might not be quality, but it's.
Oh, my show's an effort. I'm just kidding. The guy, no matter what you say, keep trying to overcompliment me, and I'll make it into. The show's an effort.
Saying for
no,
the show you put together a very nice show.
Oh, I put it together. Well, is that what I do? I just put it together.
Put it together.
What do I just put together, Eric?
You wanted to have a nice product.
What do you mean? I wanted to have a nice product. I don't give a good product. What do you mean by that? He wanted to have a nice product.
I think you're reading into it.
Now all of a sudden I read into things. Excuse me. I didn't know all I did. I didn't know that I didn't have the ability to hold an intelligent conversation. I just read into things.
I was trying to say.
Oh, you're trying. Well, let me tell you the problem with trying and doing. If you try to do something, it doesn't mean it happened. I'm going to try not to hit you in your face.
Oh,
I didn't do it, did I?
You just hit me in with the... Oh.
By the way, for the listening audience, I hit him in his shoulder. I don't want you to think I'm mean. That's a funny bit, Eric. Keep doing it more. Let's do it more.
Wells
for horses. I had nothing else to say.
I'm looking for the bailouts music on my phone. I can't seem to get it.
Oh, I didn't think we needed it. All of a sudden, Steve's interrupting the show now with, sorry I couldn't find that bailout music. I knew you guys needed it. Well, I didn't think we did. Sure. So well. I'm trying to find that jingle that gets you out of bits when they've gone on too long. Hey, I mean, I would imagine you two were hoping I'd play it.
You know that bit you're in the middle of? Do you think we should edit that out?
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, listen, we should go in for the descent. So anyway, I don't want. I did have fun, and so there we go. YOLO. YOLO. What do you? Anything? Anything you want to talk about? Anything? Got your goat? Okay. Well, that's it, everybody. So I hope this was fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, folks, you have been nothing but a treat. Steve Feinart, you have something to plug?
Well, nothing to plug, but I just wanted to just make it clear that I'm fun. You know, it was a fun night.
No, you're fun.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good time.
No, I don't, not for a second. You were just, you were doing a check on the show. You're very fun.
Yeah, I mean, I went with it tonight, you know, right? I mean, Eric.
No, he's fun. Tell him he's fun.
I'm fun.
You're fun. No, you're fun. You are fun.
I'm having a good time.
No, we get it. We're fun. Nobody's more fun than you.
Fun.
He's having a nervous breakdown. Yeah. No, you're fun.
Having fun.
No, I know. You're fun. Look at it. I said the other day.
I'm dancing right now.
I said, I know. You're fun.
Are we having fun?
Look at him. He's fun. Tell him he's fun, Eric. Tell him he's fun. He's having a nervous breakdown.
I'm having fucking fun.
No, you're fun. You're fun.
I am so much fun.
You're fun.
This is fun.
You're past fun.
I'm fun.
You're like
so much.
Yes!
Oh
my God! Yes! No, you're fun! You're like if fun was having fun! Oh my God. He really thinks he's fun? Ursula was snoring, standing up, staring at me. She just fell asleep. Alright, good night. She's staring right at me, listening to me, and then she snores. Like, it's disrespectful. I think you know what you're doing. I do a little bit. All right, that's it.
Well, are you... Please don't tweet anything mean at me. There was a lot of reasons. That was a botched up podcast this week. But you know, that's part of the charm. Right, Rob?
Absolutely.
That's right. My friend Rob said absolutely part of the charm. And he knows. He knows. He's a professional at this. He works for a company that rates. They meter with charm. They have a meter, and he said he ran my podcast through it, and what did it, from a scale from 1 to 10?
It was off the scales.
It was off the scales, and that's only a term they use in the very, like, sort of official.
Throw that around loosely.
They don't throw that around loosely, is what he's saying. I don't know if you hear him in the background, but he's literally looking at it through the meter, and he said that had a lot of charm. He goes, you know what, Todd? It's like crazy charm. It's like just oozing of charm. Oozing. All right, enough with the jokes. Right? I mean, I think there was a lot of fun stuff. And then the pizza delivery guy came, so that's why the timing's all off, because then we had to restart it, and then some friends came over, unannounced, by the way. Not a big fan of the unannounced friends coming by. Although I love people that are recipients of it. Like people that don't care. You can just stop by their house. Hey, what's up? I'm not that person. I don't like that. It's like the people that bring the dog over your house. All right. And by the way, this is coming from someone who really loves dogs. Really loves. Don't just show up with your dog. Right? I think I'm right. Oh, he's not usually like this. He's usually so calm. Yeah, it's not the dog's fault. He's calm at your house because he's used to your house. He's used to the surroundings. He's calm because there's nothing new. He's not calm at my house, and it's not his fault. He smells different smells. He sees different things. He's excited. She's excited. I don't want my dog bit to be sexist. He or she. So leave your goddamn dog at home. Don't just show up. Unless you ask, of course. Don't even ask. I'll invite your dog. If I want your dog at my house and you're coming, I'll invite you. Because I might feel guilty if you say, do you mind if I bring the dog? Oh, sure, no. You might think it's a lot of talk about dogs diverting the podcast. All right, let's talk about the podcast seriously for a second. A lot. Here's what happened. Do you want to know? I don't even know if you want to know. Come home. Chris got caught on a flight. Couldn't be there. We can do the show without Chris. I prefer he's there. Chris Burden. And then we just had some other last-minute mess-ups, and then Daniel Kino couldn't do it. And I just thought, we'll just do a simple one at the house. And that's what that was. Then we sat down to do it, and the pizza came, and then the friends stopped by that we talked about, the unannounced friends. And then, so, you know, that's what happened. So it was a different style of podcast. But, oh, we will be in that studio. And also, Sunday, me and Almost Dr. Kevin Sousa and Daniel are sitting down to have an after-the-holiday spiritual special podcast, as they say. We're going to do that Sunday. So that'll be like a special drop. So I hope... I'm just trying to explain everything. Boy, did I say some more. I think I kept saying operatic wrong in this show. Last week it was Amplify, now it's operatic. I'm out of control. YOLO! You only live once. I mean, you know, I know the terms, going in and going out. I just returned my leased car, by the way. That's why I'm in the car with my friend Rob, driving me back to the house. Guy starts walking around the car. They're going to get you for those tires. Whew. Ooh, that front dent, that's going to cost you. Eee. But anyway, they were nice. I shouldn't make jokes. I shouldn't. You know, now's not the time to joke after I've just botched up a whole podcast. Alrighty, so, that's it. Oh, so the reason the time markers were so off on the podcast were... I'm talking about the podcast too much in the podcast. I mean, I like doing it sometimes, but... Tweet some love at me. Here's what I want you to tweet at me, even if you don't mean it. Todd, that podcast was the best. That was filled with charm. Even if you don't mean it, throw some love my way. God knows I need it. So, alrighty. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Because, you know, I enjoyed you. And, bring your dogs over to my house. I don't care. I don't want to seem grumpy. Because I'm not grumpy. I'm in a great mood today. I returned my leased car. And I'm just in a great mood. And my friend Rob says that my podcast... Hold on, what? He's looking at something again. He's really looking at this. He's got some ticker tape coming out. What is it?
Oh, the charts.
Oh, the charts. Oh, the charts. Oh, man. This really was a high rating for the charm. I thought he was just joking around with me. All right, this is the show. That was it. It was like the show that never happened. How about if you look at it that way? For a show that never happened, pretty fucking good. Look, go have a nice day. Seriously. You deserve it. Stop buying shit. Have less. Want less. And God damn it, can life be great. You should just want to hang out with your friends. You don't need to buy anything. Stop buying shit. I'm telling myself that. What if I was buying a Rolex watch as I was saying this? That would be phony. All right, I gotta go. Bye.
There ain't no use in our goodbye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.